Now to letters from the evening news. The postbag is a mixed one this week and has evening news readers writing in about the need for more toilets, the effect of wood burners, a 5G phone mast, the crisis at UEA and a unique book club.
I need more toilets, writes Tom Fox of Norwich. A recent letter writer wants more gender-neutral toilets, which I agree is a good thing, but public toilets at the marketplace in Norwich have 5 cubicles for women, whereas the urinals in the men's toilets can accommodate at least a dozen men. Women take more time, so they need more toilets than men do. Gone are the public toilets on Grapes Hill, in Tombland, Magdalen Street and Anglia Square. As an old man with diabetes, I need more toilets. We pay more and more for community services, which are disappearing.
Ian Weir of Norwich thinks wood burners affect his quality of life. In response to recent letters about wood-burning stoves, emissions of PM2.5 pollution from wood burners, which are most harmful, have increased some 35% between 2010 and 2020 and are small enough to pass through the lungs into the bloodstream and into your organs. The Environment Secretary recently issued a statement saying there are no immediate plans to ban wood burners and admitted that so many owners didn't understand their effect on the environment and the general public wanted people to do the right thing with an educational approach and comply with the latest requirements under the Clean Air Act, such as using ready-to-burn certified fuels. Those who live in rural locations may not be troubled by the toxic fumes and obnoxious smell wood burners emit, as I am. I live in Old Catton and can confirm from experience that the white soot emitted from wood burners near me often coats the windows of my house and cars parked outside. And furthermore, as a COPD sufferer, respiratory, cause unnecessary discomfort and a much poorer quality of life.
5G mast could be an eyesore, writes Marcus Moore of Sproston. Cousin Hardy Road in Sproston could see a new 17-metre-high mast erected, this being the 4th planned in a month throughout this fine city. The 5G mast will have specialist supporting equipment. I fear that this will become an eyesore and may cause an obstruction to both road and pavement users. The reduction of the pavement is likely to mean restricted access for the disabled and make it impossible for pushchairs. It may also become a hotspot, particularly during peak times.
The university must balance the books, comments Paul Milner of Sheringham. So, a major institution in Norwich, the University of East Anglia, is in crisis mode with a financial deficit expected to reach £45 million. A substantial amount of money, redundancies loom, and as a result, the head of UEA, Professor David Richardson, has resigned. Done the honourable thing, some might say. Clive Lewis MP points out other comparable institutions are not facing the same crisis and says, serious questions need to be answered. Rightly so. However, I question, is it the smart thing for any organisation with an income of around £300 million to have an academic running the show? Large organisations, whether state-sponsored, like universities or the NHS, are complex businesses. Universities exist to instruct, carry out organised research as well as sponsored and institutional activities. But throughout all of this, they must balance the books, as does every business, be it private, corporate or state-sponsored. Whatever, I hope that UEA do not console themselves thinking about Croydon Council and its £1.5 billion debt.
And finally, Catherine Thornhill of Shelterbox tells us about a unique book club which is helping the world. Seeing children of all ages come together this World Book Day to celebrate their favourite books, I've been reminded of how the joy of reading through pleasure extends through generations and time. Immersing oneself in a great book can be the perfect form of escapism, even as an adult, often experiencing new cultures and learning more about the world around us. The tricky part can sometimes be finding the right book or recommendation, so why not let me handpick one for you? At the international disaster relief charity Shelterbox, we have a rather unique book club that helps provide emergency shelter to support people after disaster. The proceeds support people affected by conflict, like in Ukraine, Yemen, Burkina Faso, and Mozambique, as well as to people whose homes have been damaged or destroyed by extreme weather conditions and events, like the ongoing drought in East Africa, monsoon flooding in Pakistan, and tropical storms in the Philippines. As head bookworm at the Shelterbox Book Club, I scour the literary world for fantastic stories that can make armchair adventurers of us all. What I love most about the Shelterbox Book Club is that our wonderful community of book lovers are having positive impact on people around the world that they'll never meet. I think that's pretty special. To find out more, visit www.shelterbox.org/book-club.